Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon or evening, wherever you are in the time zone. This is Rhonda Harrison broadcasting live from Red Feather Lakes, Colorado, in the northern Colorado mountains for Roadmap for Seekers. And today I have Dwayne, and I'm hoping I say his last name right, Sternholm. And he is a writer of these amazing books that are coming out. And he just is an amazing writer, and how many hours are spent daily on the internet? How are those billions of hours contributing to the positive evolution of humankind? How can we utilize the internet to co-create the greatest and highest good? And this is what he's going to talk about today. And then, you know, he was challenged by the late futurist inventor and world citizen R. Buckminster Fuller to find a way to change the human mindset from a prevalence of competition to the more sustainable mindset of cooperation and collaboration. Dwayne, his pen name, Dane Starland, has forged an unprecedented and new path to the co-creation of the greatest and highest good, utilizing the internet in support of political networking for collective consensus. Political networking is global democracy at its finest, an internet platform for the pure global democracy where every United Earth Ecclesia member gets one vote without the undue influence of lobbyists, PACs, or to collectively co-create the greatest and highest good for all of us. As part of this process, he writes books and that are, which is an English translation from his Danish heritage, and he's been the author of 5 screenplays, video scripts, published articles, has published 2 books to exemplify and elaborate and exactly how to political networking of collective consensus can be utilized to facilitate the positive evolution and sustainability of the human race. And with that, I'm going to bring Dwayne in. And callers, if you want to call in and ask questions, make comments, you're always welcome to call in at 1-347-838-9142. Press 1 once, and you'll be brought into the back studio so I can see you waiting in line. And if you're online, if you hit the Skype button, it will bring you into the back, and I'll be able to see you that way. And then you just go to the plus sign and bring up the dial pad and push 1. Well, after all that long speech, Dwayne, let's hear how you got into this work and how it affects you on a daily basis, and pronounce your name so that I don't, like, slaughter it.
Okay, Rhonda. Dwayne Sternholm is the American way. The Danish way to pronounce my surname would be Sternholm, but nobody can say that, so we just say Sternholm. We've Americanized it, make it easy. It's been a long journey to where I'm at today. And I grew up in southeastern Colorado, a very small town named Shirah, Colorado. I'm sure you never heard of it. You've heard of it? Booming metropolis of 200 people,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But I didn't grow up in town, so. What's that?
Yeah. It's kind of like Red Feather Lakes. It's a real small area, too. It's a little village.
Yeah. So when I was growing up, my big escape was books. I was fortunate enough to have a mom that taught me how to read fairly early, even before I went to school. So I love books. and I've loved learning. So once I got out of high school there, I went to Fort Collins and got a bachelor's degree in psychology at Colorado State University. Then I got a wild hair. I wanted to see some more of the world, so I joined the Peace Corps and went over to the Philippines for a couple of years. Worked in rice irrigation, water management, and then I taught introductory social sciences at the University of the Philippines. And I got back, and I still didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, and so I kind of was disillusioned with psychology, so I went to graduate school at the Iliff School of Theology on the Denver University campus.
Yeah.
And got a master's degree in religious philosophy and metaphysics. And wrote my thesis on the metaphysics of love, which is kind of an unusual topic, I guess you might say. But right after I graduated, I was fortunate enough to hear a live speech by the late, great Buckminster Fuller and down at the Denver Civic Center. This is about 1980, right after I graduated from graduate school. And he talked about in the future. He was a futurist. He talked an inventor, and he talked about how in the future we were going to be doing more and more with less and less. And if you look at computers, back then, a computer filled a whole room. Now it fits in the palm of your hand. So we're doing more and more with less and less, just like he said. But he also was talking about the human race and the future of the human race. And he said that he was very adamant. He said if humans didn't change their mindset from being competitive to being more cooperative and collaborative, then there wasn't a lot big future for the human race. And so he kind of challenged the crowd to come up with a way to help change that mindset from competition to collaboration. And I thought to myself at the time, I said, how would you even start that process, you know, given the different cultures and languages and religions and countries in the world, you know, how would you even start that? And, of course, this is back before the Internet. And so, but he made it sound like it was so important that I decided that that was the challenge that I was going to take. And so I struggled with how to do it for quite a number of years and tried different things without much success. And then I saw the rise of the Internet, and especially social networking and the popularity of social networking. And, you know, social networking is great. You know, it keeps you in touch with your family and friends. And, you know, it does have a few redeeming social qualities. But it doesn't really do a lot to really propel and enhance the evolution of humankind. So I thought, well, how can we adapt this technology to do just that and help us co-create the greatest and highest good? And so that's when I founded the United Earth Ecclesia, and we just got our website up. And we're providing the platform to do just that, to start that process where to change people's mindsets from being competitive to being more collaborative and cooperative, which is, I think, the key to the survival of the human race. I mean, the biggest problem I think we have in this world is that we've created all these artificial barriers between each other, whether it be religion or language or countries. You know, you're a Russian, I'm a American, you're an Israeli, I'm a Palestinian, you know. And there's all these artificial barriers that we've put there, and we need to kind of break those down a little bit. Because if you look at the person metaphysically, you know, we're just a bunch of soul energy and a body made out of stardust. So and if you look at Einstein's equation, we're just all energy anyway. So we're all the same. So to have all these artificial divisions that are just creating war and havoc and destruction, when all those resources could be used for much more positive things. You know, the world has plenty of resources to make sure that everybody has a roof over their head and rice in their bowl and water in their cup. But the problem is that a lot of those resources aren't distributed equitably and are used for destructive rather than constructive purposes. So we're starting that process. So our website is at exlo.org. EXLO is short for Exclamation of Love. And so exlo.org, people can go and join, become a member of the United Earth Ecclesia and help us on this mission to co-create the greatest and highest good. There's no cost to be become a member. There is a couple of requirements. One, you have to be an Earth citizen. No ETs allowed. So ETs are out. And then also we do have an Earth citizen covenant that all members have to attest to. And do you mind if I read that to you?
No, I want to hear it. I'm very interested in this. And you said the website is www.eslo.org?
No, EXLO.
Oh, EX.
.org. Yeah,
okay,
X, short for Exclamation of Love. So XLO.org.
Right. Okay, because I'm adding it
so
to
the
Earth page. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the Earth Citizen Covenant reads like this. As active United Earth citizens, we promise that we will not harm or trespass in any way on the person and property of any other United Earth citizen. That includes a promise to uphold the bonds of trust that connect all United Earth citizens who have sworn to this covenant. As loving United Earth citizens, we promise to love one another and act toward others as we would like them to act toward us. As rational United Earth citizens, we promise to promote world peace and protect every United Earth citizen's right to total individual freedom, as long as that freedom does not harm the person or property of any other United Earth citizen. Finally, as responsible United Earth citizens, we promise to strive to do everything we possibly can to protect and improve the ecology of our communal environment. So there's nothing really earth-shaking in the Earth Citizen Covenant here. It's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if everybody on the planet attested to this, we wouldn't have any more war. We wouldn't have
any
of these problems. And you know, if you're looking to say do business with somebody,
mm-hmm.
who would you rather do business with? Someone who had attested to this, or someone who had not? Or if you're looking
mm-hmm.
to have a romantic relationship with someone, who would you rather have a romantic relationship with? Somebody who had attested to this, or somebody who had not? Or if you're looking to elect somebody to government office, whether it be mayor or governor or president or senator, who would you rather have in there? Somebody who had attested to this, or someone who had not? So we're trying to move people to that more cooperative mindset. And this is just one of the tools that we're going to be using.
I think that's what, you know, it's all about at this point in society, because, you know, we've got to become networkers and working together to solve these problems rather than us against them and them against us. And I'm first
exactly.
and you're last. And, you know, it's about cooperation and compassion. And, you know, I do a project called the Shawls of Love and Hugs page on Facebook, and it's where I take shawls and blankets and anything of comfort and infuse it, well, set it with Himalayan salt stones, and then to clear it of any, you know, negative, you know, patterns or anything that was attached to it. And then I pray with them for 24 hours, and then I go out and distribute them to different hospitals and stuff so that people can have that hug when they're alone. And, you know, I went and started this on Martin Luther King's birthday, and, you know, what came out of an interview I did was, it was called Softening the Hearts of Society One Shawl at a Time.
Great.
And that's what you're doing with your books, is softening that spirit, you know.
Right. And like I said, we just need to break down some of those barriers that are, you know, keeping us apart. The two books that I wrote for this, they're available at the website, but they're also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And you can even, at the website, you can download excerpts from them, either in PDF or I have audiobooks versions of them also. So if you're not sure that you want to buy them, you can go to the website and download excerpts to see if you are interested in learning more. Mm-hmm. But the two books, the first one, I kind of had fun with the title, United Earth Ecclesia, of course the initials are UEE. So on the title of the one book, it's UEs or not UEs, that is the question. So I had a little fun with Shakespeare there. And that book is kind of a fictional account of set in the future about 5 years of a young lady, and it goes through a day of her life. And one scenario is that she's a member of the United Earth Ecclesia and how her day goes as a member. And the other scenario, she is not a member of the United Earth Ecclesia, and it shows how her day would go as not being a member. So it's just meant to exemplify the difference that being a member of the organization could hypothetically make in someone's life. So we're just using that for kind of for an example. And then the other book is the Earth Citizen's Guide to Co-Creating the Greatest and Highest Good. That book kind of lays out the tools that we can use, including the Earth Citizen Covenant. There's one whole section that talks about the website and the possible evolution of the website and how it can grow and expand and utilize the enormous power of the internet to help us grow and become more as one. My license plate on my car is, everybody always asks me, what does that mean? But my license plate says simply, be one. And that's the way I feel. You know, we should just all be one, because we are all one. And we can have our individual personalities, and that's great, and that's what makes, you know, life interesting. If everybody was all the same, it would be really boring. But we can have our individualities, but we just need to treat each other with love and respect, and that's all that we're trying to do with the United Earth Ecclesia, is just to say, yeah, we're all one, but we celebrate the differences, but we still love and respect you no matter what the differences are.
Exactly. You know, it's just amazing how, you know, it all just works and happens, and, you know, it's like, and especially right now, I mean, I'm amazed when I started this second show and I decided I was going to do a lot of, you know, a different type of interview of all the information that's being brought to the earth in writing and in downloads that people are trying to get out there. And they're pretty much all on the same wavelength. It's just a little different edge to it, whatever, however the person's going to take it. But, you know, I mean, I think the world is, I mean, I think, you know, the entities that are above us and the, you know, collective, you know, universe that we're in, you know, is just screaming, you know, here's more stuff. Look at it. We're going to flood you with it until you look, you know. And, it's just amazing.
Well, you know, like I said, I've been working on this since about 1980, so that's, what, 35 years. But back then, the world was not ready for any of this. You know, if I would have done this 35 years ago, people would have looked at me like, you're nuts, you know, because that was back in the 80s me generation kind of era where everybody just thought totally about themselves. And, fortunately, we've evolved somewhat, and we're doing a lot better now. And time is right for ideas like this to come to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cause that's what, you know, this is all about. It's not about us all trying to kill each other. It's about learning how to get along and solve the problems collectively rather than individually.
Right, and one thing we're doing on the website, when I say political networking, it's P-O-L-L with two L's, it's not political with one L, political. On the website, we do have polls and surveys, and the direction of the organization is really going to be determined by the members and how they respond to the polls. The current poll we have on there, well, we have more than one, but one of them is we went to the World Economic Forum's Global Risk 2014 report, and they had 10 issues that they considered the top 10 issues to be concerned with. And so we're going to narrow down, through the poll, we're going to narrow down which is the top maybe one or two issues that the members think are the most important. And then we'll go through a process of rank choice ordering and polls and surveys, and we'll lay out some action plans of how we can best mitigate or eliminate this problem, whichever problem it turns out to be. And then once we determine what the top statistically significant response of how to deal with the problem is, then we'll act in mass to effectuate that solution or action plan to try to mitigate that problem and make it better. So that's kind of the global plan, the grand outlook for how things are going to work. But it's going to require a lot of participation from the members. You know, like you were talking about earlier, you know, how many billions of hours are spent every day just on the internet, whether it be on social networking or playing games or doing emails or shopping or, you know, just billions and billions of hours. But very little of that time is being spent trying to improve humanity, where if we could just have just a fraction of that time to people would be willing to take a little bit of that time and give us their opinion on the polls and surveys. And we also have a community post page on the in the member area of the website where members can post anything they want to about any issue they want to. And again, other members can comment on it. We have a business directory. We are in the founding member phase right now. So anybody that joins right now is actually going to be designated as a founding member, and founding members will get some extra lifetime benefits, including a free listing in our business directory, which we just got up this week, and so they can promote their business to other members. And, you know, if you have a thing, something like Craigslist, you know, it's a pretty good deal. It's a pretty good organization, but you really don't know who you're dealing with when you're dealing on Craigslist. Where, if you're dealing with another member of our organization, at least you know that they've attested to the Earth Citizen Covenant, so you have a little better comfort level dealing with that person, a little more trust level, and you know. Ideally, the whole world would be on board someday, so that way we can trust everybody. But you know, I'm being idealistic there. But yeah, I've been around quite a while.
Idealistic, yeah.
Yeah, I've been around quite a while, and I found that, you know, I think that about 80 to 90% of the people in the world are good, honest, hardworking people that just want to live their lives, raise their families, you know, laugh, smile, you know, get lucky sometimes, you know, all the fun stuff. And there's only about that 10% of the world population that try to beat the system, you know, cause all the problems, insta-violence, and, you know, get all the press, unfortunately, but or get most of the press. But we just need to give a platform to those 80 to 90% of the good, honest, hardworking people that should really control the world, not the 10% that are kind of seemingly controlling the world now, but
exactly.
With their outrageous actions.
Yeah, I'm just so amazed at how, you know, even that, you know, the divine's coming more and more in as a united collective, you know, to get people's attention, because it's not, you know, I mean, a lot of the people that I've worked with that are intuitive, you know, it's like, it's not an individual person coming up and saying this or Archangel Michael that. It's this collective consciousness now that, you know, they're gearing up, you know, saying, hello, anybody out there yet, you know?
Yeah.
And it is just beautiful to see it happening because, you know, I mean, I got started, you know, doing metaphysical stuff and was a social worker working with the homeless and drug addiction, you know, in my earlier years. And I was doing really outlandish things like having people use essential oils they thought was just, like, not okay. And it's like, well, it's better than the drug that has 50 side effects. And one of them is you can commit murder or suicide, you know. And, you know, the whole world is going, you know, we've got to get out of this, you know, follow, get the nose out of our ring and say, you know, we want to be our own individual person, but share collectively.
Right. Yeah, we want to be individuals.
Yeah, and that's individual, but yet know that, you know, you have a collective of people that are there to support you through thick and thin that are like-minded, you know.
Right. Yeah, collective
and,
consciousness.
Yeah. You know, collective consciousness, and that's what I really like about doing these radio shows, and, you know, I hope to get to a point where I can have a metaphysical, you know, round-the-world hot spot, you know, where people can come in, check in, talk about what's going on, you know, get other information from other people, you know, and just go, you know, here we are, you know. Yeah, it's happening here in India. Yeah, it's happening here in China. You know, yeah, it's happening here in you know, wherever, you know, I'm at.
Yeah.
You know,
One of the interviews I've done was with a gentleman over in England, a gentleman named Kevin Moore, and he has a similar aspiration. He would love to have a news channel where everything, all the news of the world is interpreted through
positive.
A metaphysical perspective.
Right. Well, him and I should talk because I'm trying to get
yeah,
him
you
my
should
own
talk
network.
To him.
Because, you know, we'll have to talk about that later. But, yeah, I mean, there's so many people out there. And it is. It's about getting a YouTube channel and for people to be able to see it all over the world and, you know, and see these things that are happening that it's not just, you know, a surprise attack, you know. And I'd like to have, you know, to get TV more inundated with the positive things that are happening around the world rather than all the negative. And, you know, because that in itself is traumatizing, just re-seeing the picture, you know.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there.
Like, you know, it's like, what do you want? You tell us not to be in fear, but that's all you're putting on the TV, you know. So I don't even have TV at my cabin. I mean, I see it occasionally, and it's like, oh, man, that's a waste of my time and energy.
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
Yeah, it's just that,
but,
yeah, even the programming, you know, it's all about violence and people gaming the system, you know, all these cop mm-hmm. shows, and it sets bad examples. And even the gaming, you know, the video games, you know, they're all so full of violence and. Now, and what is that teaching young people? And then they're surprised that somebody goes out and kills a bunch of people. I mean,
exactly.
they've been made numb to all that violence by all the video games, and you can't tell me that they don't.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if that's all you know, it's kind of like garbage in, garbage out. You know.
Yeah.
My grandpa used to say, if you're not putting anything good in your mind, it needs to go in the garbage, you know, and
yeah.
If you're going to put garbage in there, you're going to get garbage out, you know,
yeah.
And it's like, I mean, it's that simple, and it's getting to that point where all of, you know, I mean, just I'm just amazed at all the indigenous people that are coming out with their knowledge. It's definitely the Rainbow Bridge time that, you know, Blackout spoke about, that, you know, we would all start getting the picture that we had to work together as a collective rather than all this individual stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it just gets me really fired up on, you know, come on, let's build a team. Let's get it, you know. Some kind of stuff going on here.
Even if you're looking at the sustainability of the planet as a whole, I mean, we've got to work together to mitigate the global warming and the denudation of the rainforests and the pollution of the water. And I mean, all of those things are, you know, have the potential to wipe us off the face of the earth, just like the dinosaurs.
Exactly. Or anything that's lived here that's extinct now, you know, it's like, and it's all been because of competition, you know, the next one's got to be bigger than the next one, or this one's got to have more power over that one, and, you know,
it's just
really interesting.
Well, we did have that, when we were back in our developmental phase, back in, you know, Cro-Magnon, Australopithecus days, you know, it was survival of the fittest, and so you had to have that competition just to survive. But fortunately, we're past that now. Hopefully, we're not Australopithecus anymore. We're Homo sapiens, which means wise man. And so we need to be wise people and realize that competition only takes us so far. And then now, to move forward, we need to be cooperative. And our organization is just one more way to do that. You know, we have a registered collective mark, which is called an exclamation of love mark. And only members can exhibit that by the definition of a collective mark. And we're using it it's shaped like a heart on top of a plus sign. So we're using it just to add more love into the world. And again, all we have to do is love and respect each other, and things will work out. If we just do those two simple things. And so that's just another one of the tools that we're using to try to affect that change from competition to cooperation.
And these books are set like 5 years in the future, you know, and it's just like, it's not even, I mean, things change so much anymore. I mean, you can reach out and talk to people in India or China or whatever, you know, and have FaceTime and be on the same page. You know, and it's just like how Tesla talked about having a small device that would connect us, you know, worldwide, you know, and it would fit in a vest pocket. You know, everyone's like, yeah, right. You're losing your mind, dude. And it's like, no, don't think so.
You're probably too young to remember Dick Tracy, right?
Oh, no,
Dick Tracy had the wrist radio TV thing.
Right. And we're just finding out that these guys really were on their game, and they, you know, just like a lot of us are having this idea of what it's going to be like here, you know, in another few years, if we could just really juice up this whole idea and get it really saturated out there, you know, and that's what I hope to be, you know, adding to when I put these shows out there for people, is that, you know, you can look at it 150,000 ways, you know. And bottom line is we're all a jewel. We're all a facet in that jewel. No one's bigger. No one's better. No one's cuter. No one's, you know, dominant.
Exactly.
We all just have a part.
Exactly.
And it's just like, oh, my gosh, this is so cool. And it's just like, you know, I don't know. It's like times I have to pitch myself. It's like I can remember having visions of stuff like this. You know, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, and going, you know, this is crazy, you know. But bottom line is it's right where we're supposed to be, you know. And And, you know, and there's just, and the energy is just speeding up so much, you know, and the momentum behind it, you know,
yeah.
if you can really hone in on it. And, you know, and like I said, callers, if you want to call in, ask questions, put in your input, call us at 1-347-838-9142. Press 1 once and we'll be, you'll be brought into the back studio and I can see you. And the other thing is, listeners, is starting the first of the year, January 1st, my shows will be going on Fridays, both shows, one at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time starting, and that will be Roadmap for Seekers, and then immediately following it, we'll see how Rhonda can change gears in mid-flight, to have another show, Searchers Roadmap, that I also do, and they're similar but a little different, you know, and I just highly suggest, you know, push follow on your computer screen, and you'll be notified when these shows are going to be coming up and who the guests are going to be, and then you can kind of plan it out or have it pre-recorded. You can always go to the archives and download it at any time. It's free. You can go to iTunes and listen to them. You can Google my name, Rhonda Harrison, and see all the shows I've done, you know, if you want to do it that way, or you can get in the back at www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. And just put in the search box Searchers Roadmap or, you know, Rhonda Harrison, and it'll bring up all the shows I've done since I started with this network. And with that, tell us again how to get a hold of your website and then let's talk about the books you have out there that people can get, you know, and, you know, just because I really think that this information needs to be out there in the world, and you know, it's like posted on your Facebook page, your Google Plus pages, LinkedIn, whatever it takes, you know, get it out there.
Right. Well, the website again is exlo.org. I tried to keep it real easy and short. Exlo
right.
again is short for exclamation of love.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what we're trying to spread in the world, spread more love in the
mm-hmm.
world. The books, again, one is called UEs or Not UEs, and that's UEE or Not UEE. That is the question,
mm-hmm.
And that's the fictional account. And the books are available in either print or ebook or audiobook. You can get them all three ways. Either on the website or Barnes & Noble or Amazon. Book, The Earth Citizen Guide to Co-Creating the Greatest and Highest Good. Again, that's the tools that we have available to help us grow into the next phase of our existence. You know, we've created a lot of problems in the world, and we need to step up and take responsibility for creating those problems. And we need to step up and take responsibility for fixing those problems. And it one person can't do it. This whole United Earth Ecclesia is not about me. It's about the everybody on the planet. And everybody on the planet steps up and does a little bit to help us move forward. Then we're gonna be able to accomplish amazing things. But if people are gonna pass the blame and say, "Oh, I didn't cause that," or "I didn't have anything to do with that," which is a lie because they did. Everybody is contribute to the problems of the world, even if you think you didn't. So we just all need to step up and take responsibility for the way the world is now, and take responsibility for how it's going to be in the future. Nobody's going to change it except for us. The government's not. The government is us. You know, the churches are not. The churches are us. The corporations aren't. All they want to do is make money, and even though they're made out of people. So if we don't change things, who's going to do it? We're by definition the ones that have to do it. We cause the problems. We got to make the changes to fix the problems. So if everybody just go to the website, xlo.org, become a free member, give us your ideas, give us your votes on the polls and the surveys, put your member businesses there and promote each other and cooperate with each other, we're going to have a much better world in the future.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just better for our children. It's better for us. It's less stress. You know, we all, you know, are killing ourselves on a daily basis trying to keep up with the Joneses, and it's like, oh, come on, people. You know, it's really not that important to be just like Mr. and Mrs. Jones, you know? It's okay
no,
to be
not.
Your own self and your own, you know, what would you call that? Your own essence to the divine, you know? And
yeah.
You're a gift to each of us on this planet, and bottom line is we're going to be, you know, there for each other, and we all bring a different gift, maybe in a different package, but it doesn't mean that your gift isn't as important as the next person's gift, you know?
Exactly.
You know, because this, you know, I came up with this saying a long time ago when I used to work as a social worker, and people would, you know, be pointing at me saying, you, and I said, no, it's you, yourself, and I, you know, you got four fingers pointing back when you got one finger pointing out. It's like, you know, if you're really in that setup, then bottom line is guess what? You know, maybe you're looking at yourself so hard that you can't see anybody else. You know, it's just, it's crazy how it all comes together, and it's just like, how do you even, you know, how can you stand there and say, I'm being responsible, but yet I'm throwing a bag of trash out my door, or, you know, into traffic, or I'm, you know, who knows what the deal is anymore. I mean, it's like, just step up and be responsible, you know.
Yeah.
Have a little character of your own and not be, you know, like I said before, being led around by the nose to, you know, every different rant and rave there is, you know. Like, come on, people. It's really not that hard. You know?
No.
You know, believe in yourself, believe in others, because somebody believed in you to get you to where you're at. You know, and I just find that, you know, we need to not be in that personal menage a trois with me, myself, and I. It should be we, ourselves, and us.
Yes, exactly. All right, when
you
I was
know,
in graduate school, I had that revelation. I put a piece of paper on the wall that just said we, you know, just to
mm-hmm.
keep me in that we mindset rather than me or I.
Yeah.
I need to have that we mindset. And I would think that this platform would be especially attractive to people that are in some way considered a minority, whether that be, you know, GLB or ethnic minority or any kind of minority that doesn't feel like their voice is getting heard. This is a chance for them to unite with other like-minded folks and get their voice
mm-hmm.
heard out there. So, I encourage everybody to go there and sign up, become a member, and give us your opinion, give us your suggestions, give us your ideas. You know, we're again, it's not about me, it's about us, and so we need
mm-hmm.
to hear from everybody, from every walk of life. You know, my perspective is different from the guy living on the street or the guy living in the mansion. You know, we need to get all the perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And see which ideas work, resonate the most, which ideas have the most potential to create a better, co-create a better world. So let's get everybody on board and figure out how to make a better world.
Well, yeah, and not about, well, my idea is right and your idea is wrong. It's a lot
right.
of times it's pieces of yours is right and pieces of theirs are right, which they need to be conglomerated or
yeah,
cooperatively.
The old thesis, antithesis, synthesis idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way we need to work, you know. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Take the extremes and bring them into the middle and make the best out of both worlds.
Mm-hmm. And that is a lot of it, you know. Quit being so, I don't know, you know, I just am amazed, you know, or sometimes I'll say to people, do you want to be a tomato or a mushroom? You know, do you want to sit in the shit in the dark as a mushroom, or do you want to be out in the world in the light, turning red and enjoying the sun and, you know, enjoying nature? And I think that's the other part sometimes, you know, is we're not locked into Mother Earth anymore, you know. We need to be out doing things on, you know, that are outdoors and, you know, and get us into that natural space instead of being so hyped up and lights going and, you know, traffic lights everywhere. That's why I live so remotely. I mean, there isn't one traffic light. The main street of town is dirt, you know, and there's like,
yeah,
it's not even a whole block long, you know, and
yeah,
that's how big it is. The biggest store up there is Ace Hardware.
And
so we don't have to drive an hour and a half in.
Yeah. Yeah, got to have a hardware store.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you live that remote. It's like when something breaks, you know, you better have something
yep
to fix it, or you're going to have a long drive, and then if you're not right, you get to drive it all the way back down. Because they've only been up
yeah
there about a year now. And everybody's like, what did we do before they got here? You know, it's like, wow. You know,
yeah,
but
I'm sure they're,
you know, but go ahead.
I'm sure they're doing well.
Yeah.
So you have any other questions for me, Rhonda?
Well, I'm just sitting here. I mean, I love this topic so much. I'm like, have 1,000 questions, but I'm having a hard time figuring out which one I want to ask first. You know, it's like, I don't know. You know, it's you know, I really am impressed how people are opening up and spirit is allowing. I mean, it's always been there, but it's like people are really looking for, you know, where is this divine peace that is talked about? Well, bottom line is it's in you, but you have to let you not be you. You know, you have to be a we consciousness. And I just, you know, my hat's off to you. I mean, I think the books are great. I think your whole idea. And can you go over again? I know what it was. Can you go over again the pledge that people make and how to become a member and what's involved in membership? And, you know, because, I mean, I think people are going to really want to get involved with this. And, you know, this is a place to, let's put it out there so that they really understand what being a member is.
Yeah, well, again, there's no financial cost to becoming a member, and we did that on purpose because being an Earth citizen, it doesn't cost to become an Earth citizen unless you count the maternity bills and the hospital bills of being born. But you know, there's no cost to be an Earth citizen. We didn't want to exclude anybody because they didn't have a few bucks to contribute towards membership. So we've tried to keep it free.
Mm-hmm.
Go to xlo.org, and there's a big button there that says become a member, and you just have to join up, and you have to attest. Part of the membership is you have to attest to the Earth Citizen Covenant. And again, the Earth Citizen Covenant, basically you promise not to harm or trespass any people, you uphold the bonds of trust, promise to love one another and act towards others as you would like them to act toward us, and promise to promote world peace and total individual freedom as long as that doesn't harm anybody else, and try to do everything we can to improve the ecology of our communal environment. I mean, we're all travelers on Spaceship Earth, and we need to make sure
mm-hmm
that Spaceship Earth's going to be around for a while. so yeah. we can keep going on our journey. So we need to have that ecology aspect. You know, personally, I'm a member of the Green Party. I've been a member of the Green Party for 30 years or so. And I just think that it's really important to protect and honor the earth, just like the Native Americans did. I mean, they really,
right.
really honored the earth and, you know, were grateful for what it gave them to survive. And that's the way we should be also. Once you become a member, you know, you have to create your own password and that kind of stuff. Again, we're in our founding member period, so everybody that joins right now is going to be considered a founding member, and they'll have a special capital F designation after their membership name that everybody will know that they're a visionary and they got on the bandwagon early and were a founding member. And then there's mm-hmm. polls and surveys that they can go take. There's the community page where they can post their anything they like. There is the directory where you can, if you have a business, you can promote your business for free to other members, like-minded members, of course, and you know, hopefully get some business. We're all about working together and co-creating the greatest and highest good, and we're open to suggestion about how we can do that better and how we can move forward and how we can evolve and evolve the website. One whole section of the book talks just about website development and how we can evolve the website into possibly having a Craigslist part or an Angie's List part or Match.com part, you know, depending on what the members want. If you would rather feel more comfortable dealing with people that have pledged to the Earth Citizen Covenant than have not. So that's the simple thing is you want to interact with like-minded people that you can trust and feel that they're going to treat you fairly. And, you know, hopefully we'll get the whole world on board someday, but that's going to take a while.
Exactly. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, how did this all get happening? And now it's like, oh, yeah, well, now I kind of think I know what's going on, you know? And then you go, well, maybe not. You know, it changes so frequently, and it's so amazing that, you know, just when you think life's starting to get a little dull, one more thing shows up, you know? And it's like, you know, and there's like all different kinds of crystals that are presenting themselves now that haven't been ever found before, you know, and they're bringing a whole new energy as well, you know. And to the listeners, you know, if you have any suggestions or you want to be on my show or any of that, please get a hold of me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com. Or you can reach me at Rhonda Harrison on Facebook, and or you can reach me through Ceremony and Healings for the Individual and the Land, or Shawls of Love and Hug on Facebook also. You know, it's just all about getting all these things out there and seeing what's available and who's participating, you know, and what that participation looks like.
Well, again, like we were talking, everybody needs to take a little bit of responsibility. Everybody needs mm-hmm. to spend just a little bit of their internet time working together to try to help us co-create a better world. We're not saying you got to spend 5 hours a day or anything like that. Just, you know, a few minutes giving us your suggestions on the website, taking the polls and the surveys. Posting anything that you feel is relevant, giving us your ideas on how we can work together and move forward.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just keep trucking on, you know, get her out there. And, you know, go to Dwayne's page on Facebook, Dane Starland, DaneStarlind, and you can push the like button and become and sign up on the Facebook page and everything else to you know, get this out there and, you know, invite people to this page so that, you know, we get it out there and people know that there's so much to do in this lifetime, and we don't have to be quitters, and we don't have to feel like, well, if I don't have a pocket full of money, I can't do this thing, you know. And really what it's about is, you know, it's not about the money, it's about the intention, and the intention that we're putting out there. You know, is it positive or is it negative? Is it hurting someone or is it not? You know, and just question yourself, how would you feel if someone spoke to you like that? Or, you know. So with that, we're getting to the close to the end. Dwayne, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing this important information with the world and how to access it and how to get involved with it. And, you know, and the pledge just really gives you that feeling. It's very well worded and it's very well done, where it's one of those things where it's like, oh my gosh, how do we, you know, just keep this energy going? And it's just by one person at a time, you know, doing the next right thing.
Right. And I want to thank you, Rhonda, for having me on your show and helping us spread the word. And just go to all your listeners, just go to xlo.org and join us on this quest. It's an unprecedented journey that, you know, we're treading in unfamiliar waters here, but so we need all the help we can get. The more the merrier.
Exactly. And all of us need all the help we can get. You know, and that's why we need to be a collective instead of, you know, being, you know, all out there doing our own thing. Not sure what any of us are doing. Yeah. Because, you know, that just makes life rough. You know, your life isn't as rough if you're not always trying to one-up the next person, you know?
Right. Yeah, it makes a lot easier if we just all work together.
Exactly. Well, we're out of time for today. Thank you, listeners, for joining us on blogtalkradio.com/Renford Network on the Roadmap for Seekers. You can download this shortly after the show. You can go to blogtalk.com/Renford, and you can just put in the search, you know, either, all you got to do is even put just S-E-A-R, you know, and it'll bring up everything with searcher in it, or S-R-M is another way you can find it. And Roadmap for Seekers is also R-M for Seekers, the number 4. So with all of that said, thank you guys very much. Give us your feedback. Download as many times as you want. Pass it around. You know, spread the word. Light it on fire. And we'll see you again tomorrow at noon on the Searcher's Roadmap. And I have another very interesting guest coming to the studio. So with that, we'll bid you adieu, and everyone make it a great week.